song that's just been handed down through the years. It's been changed around, the name's been changed, but as near as we can tell, this is the old, old way of doing it. First, we're going to do In the Pines. Thank you very much. A lot of the old songs, like In the Pines, are only different from In the Pines in that a lot of your old songs were written about all topical subjects, things that all the words to them would have a great deal of meaning. And there's a lot of your old songs are that way, and we'd like to do one of them for you now. And we felt the words of this have a great deal of meaning. We'd like you to listen to them a little bit and see if you don't agree with us. Billy will kick it off for you now.
Howdy, Horace.
Howdy there, Horace.
Say, what's making your eyeballs so red?
Oh, well, you see, it's my teeth.
Your teeth?
Yep.
How can your teeth make your eyes red?
I was up all night looking for them.
Oh. Job of milking cows.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how did you get it?
Well, it was, but I had a lot of pull.
Mm-hmm. Oscar Reyes.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how did he act?
Like a lamb.
Well, what did he say? Howdy, Huff.
Ha, horse.
Hey, have you lived here all your life?
Not yet.
Howdy, Huff.
Hey, Bill, you okay?
Had the mouth open by Roger and swallowed a bug.
Swallowed a bug? Yeah. Roger, could we have a glass of
no,
water?
No, heck no, let him walk down.
Howdy, huh?
Howdy there, horse.
Hey, I think it's about time we was getting out of here.
I believe it is, too. I'll see you later.
You'll what?
I said I'll see you later.
Well, thanks for the warning. Thank you very much. Now, didn't that have a lot of tender meaning to it? We're going to have Clarence do a little more picking here right now. This is a real old country song, been around for a long, long, long time. And Clarence has come up with some stuff for the guitar for this old song, and Roland and myself try to sing it for you. This is the old Crawdad song. Called Julius Finkbein's Rag.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be hearing more from him in just a little bit here. We'll have him do a lot more. Right now, though, we'd like to kind of change the pace here a little bit. We stand up here and we have a good time and hope you all do too. Everything we do, though, we want you to know is all in fun. But we do like to get real serious on every show that we do and do some of the old-time gospels. We not only feel strongly about the songs themselves, but we feel that they've had a great deal in making American folk music what it is today. We'd like to do one for you right now, one called Over in the Glory Land. Do another one right now. This is another real, real old one. You still hear it in some places today, but not too often. It's one of our favorites, one called Working on a Building.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to do one more here, and then I believe there's going to be a little bit of an intermission while we recuperate. Give your eardrums a little rest. We would like to say here that Sunday night, the 15th, day after tomorrow, at the Comedia Theater. That's 1300 El Camino in Menlo Park at 7:30. You'll see the same blooming thing you've seen tonight. No, we're going to have another concert over there. And I was just kidding when I said that. And also, we want to remind you to keep your tickets, because if you go out, you can't get back in without them or something like that. And also, there's these little cards that they're passing around. You see them on the chairs. And they say something about if you'd like to see something like this again, fill them out and put them in the box. And we'd like to come back, and we know other people, you know, this kind of music would like to come up here and play, and they can't unless people fill them things out. So unless you don't like it. If you don't like it, well, don't fill it out. But let's see here. Yeah, we'll be back. We'll do a whole different, we got a whole different show here in a little bit. And I think the intermission will last about 15 minutes or so. And so y'all stick around, because if you leave, there won't be anybody here, and that's terrible. All righty? Here's a little bit of Rawhide, and we'll see you in a little bit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll do one more here, and then this time we've got to get out. Time won't allow any more. And I didn't allow these last two. We're kind of cheating a little bit, but it's our pleasure. We want to say thank you again. We're going to leave you with a real old song. They used to write songs about things that actually happened. This is one of them. And in the bluegrass style, it's done kind of like this. Roland will tell you all about the White House Blues.
Present a concert of a very fine bluegrass band. They appeared recently at the Monterey Folk Festival and the Newport Folk Festival. I think you all agree they play very fine music, bluegrass songs, instrumentals, and some very fine gospel tunes. Ladies and gentlemen, the Kentucky Colonels.
Thank you very much. Well, like you said, we're the Kentucky Colonels, and we're glad to be up here in wherever we're at. And before we do anything else, there he is, Brooks. We have the front door closed. It's cold in here. Well, let's see. We play bluegrass music, like the feller said there, and this may be your first time for seeing us, or bluegrass, or both. And you might think we're a little bit corny. And so we'd like to start the whole evening off here by proving that you're right if you do think we're corny with a little green corn. Music, you've got to have a good five-string banjo player, and we got one here. He's worse under a handicap. You'll have to forgive him for anything he does. You see, he's from Arkansas, which is quite a handicap, but he comes through all right. This is Billy Eyeglasses Ray. We call him Eyeglasses because whenever we let him up front, he makes a spectacle of himself.
Hey, you know, there ain't a whole bunch of them here, but they're nice people.
Yes, sir.
I like it up here.
I do, too.
Hey, you know, there'd be more people in here if they'd all come inside, though.
Oh, I think they're all in.
No.
You know,
no, there's some people around here on this side street over here in the back seat of a car playing checkers.
In the back seat of a car playing checkers?
Yes.
Oh, no, it's dark and it's cold out there, Billy.
I know they're playing checkers out there, Roger, because I was walking out there just a minute ago, went to get some coffee.
Yeah.
And I was walking up through there, and I heard this woman say, this man, she said, brother, if you make another move like that, I'm going to crown you right here, and I know they're playing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You're sure about that, huh?
Hey, Roger.
What?
Hey, seeing how we're up here in San Francisco. I got my nose fixed and now my mouth don't work.
Did a pretty bad job,
yep.
Didn't it?
Well, see as how we're up here, and this here's such a nice place and everything, I'd like for you to give me a great big old building.
Big old building?
Yeah, I'd like to have a great old big huge one.
A big one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll fix you right up. You be quiet here for a minute now and I'll...
You'll say something good about me.
Okay, I'll try. I'll do what I can. Right here.
Make up something.
I'd probably have to. Right here.
If you have to.
Wouldn't you shut your mouth?
Shut my mouth.
Shut your mouth.
If I shut my mouth, yes. I can't breathe.
Oh, well, breathe through your nose.
Breathe through my nose.
Through your nose, yeah. All righty. Right here from the state of Arkansas, we've got a mighty fine banjo player, and he's going to play one of the most difficult banjo pieces that this.
You call that a big build-up?
Well, I was getting on
Roger,
with it.
Can you breathe through your nose?
Well, certainly.
Won't you shut your mouth?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Oh, I better let Roger say that. It's my turn to introduce the fellow that does all the talking up here right now, or most of it. Right over here, this year's Roger Bass over here on the Bush fiddle.
almost said right.
That's Roger Bush, spelled P-R-E-E and pronounced shrub. He ain't nothing but a sprout, though.
Is that true?
No. You know, Roger, he's the only educated one of the bunch. Yeah, I'm going to let him prove it right now. I'm going to find out just how smart he is. Roger?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what part of a woman's body is her yet?
Her yet?
Yeah, yet. Y-E-T, yet.
A woman's body, what part's her yet?
Yeah.
There's no such thing.
Yes,
sir. You're pulling something.
There's no such thing as a yet.
I did happen to have that kind of stuff in school, and there's no such thing as a yet.
Yeah, I know there is.
Okay, smart Alec, if there's such a thing as a yet, what is it?
Well, I don't know exactly what it is, but I seen the newspaper today, and the headlines was woman shot, and the bullet is in her yet.
Sure enough. Billy Ray.
The two fellers back here in the brown coat, you can tell they're brothers because they both wear brown coats. That's how we tell. That's Clarence and Roland White. Over here on the mandolin, this is Roland White. And this over here, that's Clarence White, better known as the Smiling Wonder. Look at him and wonder if he ever smiles. He already smiled once tonight. So we'll have to find him or something. Clarence and Roland have been picking and singing together for a long, long time. We like to have them do the old time songs. They do so well. Here's one called Dark Hollow. Thank you very much. I don't know how much good bluegrass mandolin picking you've heard up around here, but mandolin style played the bluegrass style is just a little bit different than the way it started out to be. Comes from Italy, I think, and they used to play a little bit different than this. This here's your bluegrass style, and we don't know whether Roland, we kind of think he's pretty good, you know. We don't know if he's the best or not, but we do know he's about the shortest mandolin player. We're going to have him do it. Yeah. We're going to have him do a song here right now. You can play the old fiddle tunes on the mandolin if you try, and he tries. Very trying. Here's a little bit of the turkey in the straw. They say that bluegrass music is America's only true form of folk music, and we go along with that. They also say it's folk music in overdrive. I don't know, on this next one we may level to drop the transmission or something, but we'll see what happens. Billy sings in this, see, so you gotta be prepared. He's gonna do his own original kickoff on this song too. You gotta watch this. If he's been working on this for a long time. Kick her off there, Billy.
Ready now? Set. Chili come around, Mount Charming Bessie. Chili come around, Mount Cordy Morning. And if I never see her again, you can remember me. Red gal, she drives a Cadillac car. Poor gal, she does the same. Now my gal, she drives a T-Model Ford. But she can't fire just the same. Chili come around Mount Charming Bessie. Chili come around Mount Cordy, poor thing. And if I never see her again, you can't remember me. Rich gal, she lives in a big brick house. Poor gal, she does the same. Now my gal, she lives in the San Francisco jail. But at the brick house, it's the same. Chili come around Mount Charming Bessie. Chili come around Mount Cordy, poor thing. And if I never see her again, you can remember me. Thank you.
Rich gal, she wears that smelly perfume. Poor gal, she does the same.
Perfume, same thing as toilet water.
What?
It's a perfume, same thing as toilet water.
Oh, no, perfume and toilet water is two entirely
no,
different
things. No, they're
the same
thing.
No, they're different, Bill. What
don't tell me they're different, because when I was getting ready to come down here tonight, I was putting some toilet water on my hair, and the lid fell down like it broke my neck right there. Now, I know they're the same, back in it. Now, my gal don't wear any toilet water perfume at all. But you can smell her just the same. She'll be coming around, Mount Charlie Bessie. She'll be coming around, Mount Corey, poor thing. And if I never see her again, good gal, remember me.
Thank you very much. Bluegrass music. There's a fellow known as the daddy of bluegrass music. His name is Bill Monroe. I didn't hear that, but I can imagine. His name is Bill Monroe. He's the daddy of bluegrass music. Still picking and singing today, him and his bluegrass boys. And he played the mandolin, sings his high tenor, and he's written a lot of songs. And this is probably one of the best-known songs that he wrote, still sings today. And it's a song that whenever you're doing bluegrass, this song shouldn't be overlooked. I'm going to have Clarence do a little guitar picking on this one. Roland's going to sing it for you. It's one called Footprints in the Snow. Clarence, while he's got his guitar there, going to have him do something here. We're kind of proud of his guitar playing. He's got quite a reputation, among other things, as a guitar player. Actually, he's a lady killer of the outfit. Them that he don't kill, he cripples enough to where maybe me or Bill can get him. But he is a fine guitar player. We're going to turn him loose here right now. One of the old-time fiddle tunes, one called Soldier's Joy. Thank you very much. We'll be having Clarence do some more here in a little bit. And, you know, there's nothing we appreciate more than a hand like that. Whenever you hear somebody do something you like, give them a hand. That's fine. There's an old saying, you know, and it's true. We know because we have to do this, see. But applause is like making love to a widow woman. You just can't overdo it. So just have at it. Here's an old-timer. We like to do this wherever we go. It's one of our favorite old songs, and most people seem to know it or like it, and we're just going to do it for you right now. One called the Columbus Stockade Blues.
Way down in Columbus, Stockade. Thank you.
Martha White.
As you can see, Roger's getting his banjo here. They're going to do some double banjo picking for you. And, I don't know. How many are you going to do? One or two?
What?
Okay, they're going to do a couple. They're going to do one called Cumberland Gap with double banjo picking, and then they're going to do a little trick banjo number, one called Rose Breakdown. Said we'd do a little bit of trick banjo playing here, and actually the trick of this is to make you all think that it's a trick. See, so if you've seen something like this before, forget that you've seen it and clap like crazy. Maybe somebody sitting around will be impressed. All right? Actually, it's a trick. We just haven't figured it out yet. You ready? Hey.
Okay.
One, two, three.